Hello, it is Bridget. So, question for you. What if the way you're feeling right now is God trying to get your attention? How would that change things? Would that change things for you? And I don't mean this like get your attention in some like big scary way and not in like the you're doing something wrong kind of way, but in just like a really like he's just trying to get your attention, right? Just like you try to get somebody else's attention, like whenever you're concerned about them. And so a lot of ambitious moms come to me and say the same thing, like, I'm praying, I'm trying, I want clarity, I want peace, but I feel so stuck. And stuck for them just means like nothing is changing. Like everything is always the same. They're always tired. They're always irritable. Their weight is always like going up and not going down. They crave certain things. Like they just feel stuck. And when we dig into it, what's actually going on is that the body is overwhelmed. And you're like, Bridget, duh. But let me just stay with me. Your mind is also just crowded. There's like too much stuff that it's holding. Your nervous system is like running hot. It's maxed out. And when everything inside you is kind of buzzing, like kind of working on overdrive, it's almost impossible to hear anything clearly, especially God. Okay? And part of that is because he lives in those little whispers, but part of it is because you're just like totally overloaded. So right now, think about a time when your house was loud. Like maybe your kids were yelling, they're running around the kitchen, pots are on the stove, somebody's calling your name, somebody just turned on a song to dance to. Like if someone tried to tell you something important in that moment, you'd barely catch half of it. And that's the same thing inside of your body. So you're not like missing what God is saying, you're just maxed out. And like you can have that desire all that you want in order to like want to hear what God's saying, but if your physiology, if your biology and your physiology is not supportive of that, it's not going to work. Okay? That's just like the fact of it. And so sometimes the exhaustion you feel is a sign that something needs to shift. So like you're carrying too much. You're defaulting to old patterns that don't fit your life anymore. You're trying to be really strong, even though like you're not feeling strong inside. For me personally, I know whenever I start craving sweets, that's my body's way of saying like I'm maxed out because I don't really crave sweets unless I'm one, either not eating well, or two, I'm really tired and stressed. Okay, and so whatever it is, like God's not punishing you. He's just like trying to nudge you toward the answer because our God is a good God and He is never going to push us into something. We have the option to make a choice. Okay, and like that's what I want you to do today. So, just a little quick exercise for you. If you can think of one place in your daily life where you feel that like tight, heavy feeling, like the moment when you think, like, oh, not again, or like, here we go again. Just ask yourself a question. And a part you're going to notice like a lot of these questions I ask you, they're about getting curious with yourself because that's really where you start to shift things. So you could ask yourself a question of like, if this feeling could talk, what would it say? I'm frustrated. What does that mean? Like whatever it is. Not in like a dramatic, crazy, weird kind of way, but like just notice what comes up for you and don't second guess it. So this is what I hear a lot of times too, where women are like, I hear something, but I don't know if that's me or if that's God. Like if the first thing that comes to your brain is usually the Holy Spirit. Okay. And so listen to it, obviously, unless it is not prudent to. But most women realize that like they're this place where they feel really heavy is pointing to something that they've been avoiding or pushing down or outgrowing. And so you don't have to fix it today. That's a big thing. I know, especially with a lot of the moms that I work with, a lot of women that I work with, they're very ambitious. They want to get things done. But you don't have to make those changes right away. That alone, noticing it, will change the pressure inside your system. Okay? And what's also true is that when you're in survival mode, everything feels personal, everything feels urgent. And it's really hard to see the difference between a real problem and an old pattern. And that's why women move faster with support. Not because, again, they can't do it, like you're obviously clearly capable, but because someone outside the noise can help you to see what your body and mind have been trying to tell you for a really long time. And so in the next episode, we're going to talk about what your body is actually doing underneath of all of this and why your reactions make sense once you understand the mechanics behind them. See you there.